Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. She also refuses to poop on FaceTime. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing? I mean, let's keep some parts of our lives a mystery. Am I right?
Yeah. What is wrong with these 90 dayers? What is it about this franchise in particular that just attracts FaceTime poopers?
I do think a lot of people are very open when it comes to pooping. People are not like the two of us that we just, this is a part of our lives that we just like to keep very, very private.
If I could put a second door on the bathroom, I would. Like a double door.
Well, we have.
That is true.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that is true. We do have the little, what do you call it, like a water closet? Like the bathroom is, the toilet is in behind another door.
Yeah, the toilet has its own room, but it's within the bathroom.
Do you think that's so, like you could be brushing your teeth and I could be taking care of business in the toilet?
Yes, but okay. Don't do it. You can pee.
All
but
right.
don't do number two.
All right. But
just not us.
This is just another, and this is a new couple we're talking about. We got a new couple this episode, and I couldn't be more excited. Although they're making you believe it's a one episode storyline for these two, because knocking on Joseph's door, nobody's home. But I don't know, this couple's like, well, we FaceTime all the time, but she won't poop for me. And I don't know what's going on. I get it. You're in a long distance relationship. You want to keep an eye on each other, as a lot of these couples do. But who wants to see that? And don't answer. Actually, don't call in if you do want to see that, because I will hang up. But this is not the first couple that has been sharing what goes on behind the closed bathroom door with each other.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. A lot of people are very open about it. Again, that's fine if it works for you. Doesn't work for us.
But we're very open about it. It's not a show and tell.
This is definitely not show and tell.
But as a tell, I'll be like, hey, I'm going to go take care of business. I'm going to go dino. I'm going to go do my business. And you're like, good luck.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll text me a GIF. for words of encouragement.
Very true, very true. Okay, but we're open about, like, we can mention it or text, but we just don't like hearing or smelling.
That's for certain. But yeah, all right, this is what it is. It's 90 Day Fiancé, so obviously it's a bunch of nuts, and we deal with what we're given, and we're given it once again with this new couple, Joe and Magda, Sharon, TMI is what it is.
TMI, indeed.
All right. So we will talk about the new couple. We'll talk about all the couples we saw this episode. Before we do, real quick, a little business. Guys, we're on Patreon. We're on Supercast. What are we doing over there, you may ask? Well, we're talking about 90 Day the other way.
Mm-hmm.
The other 90 Day season that is gracing our screens currently. We're having a good time. We're talking about it on the Cousins Club level and the Family Affair level. The Family Affair level has video of that podcast. It also has a monthly bonus where we pop on and we talk about kind of whatever strikes our fancy that month. Last month, we talked about all of Love is Blind.
Very true.
Before that, we talked about Chimp Crazy.
Love that one, by the way. And that was our Halloween costume, too. Yeah,
sure was. If you're not on the Instagram transition, hello. You should be at Married to Reality Pod, because you can see us in our Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. And you can also message us there. You can call in.
You can do it all.
You can do it all on Instagram at MarriedThruRealityPod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the new couple alert.
Hello.
I had to do it. I always did for a new couple. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I don't want to say too much about it in this segment right here because I feel like a lot of our friends fast forward through this segment, so I'll save my thoughts. But absolutely a hot new couple. So smash it like it's as hot as Joe and Magda. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, if you haven't left the review, please do. We're getting to the season. The seasons of love.
And giving.
And giving and receiving. And we would love to receive a review.
Yes.
We would love to receive some words from you. And if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Exactly.
All right. That is the business. What do you say before we get into this episode? We do a little 90 day, by the way.
Let's hear it because I feel like I keep repeating myself, but I did not help you once again.
You didn't help. I could have used a little help. I have a couple here. Okay.
Let's hear it.
We'll start with this one. A little baby news. Okay. By the way, number one, a little baby news.
Oh, that's probably the one I was going to tell you about. And I forgot.
All right. Well, let's see if this is what you were going to tell me about. Robert and Annie have welcomed their third child.
No, that's not what I was going to tell you.
All right. Well, welcome baby boy Eliel.
A what?
Mm-hmm. I'm probably butchering that name, but Eliel, E-L-I-E-L, Eli-L?
What?
Well, it's Hebrew. It means my God is God.
It's Hebrew?
Yeah, it's Hebrew name.
Are they Jewish?
No. I think, and here we go, I'm going to butcher this. I think you can get so Christian that you're Hebrew. You know?
Okay.
Like Old Testament. You can get so New Testament that you're Old Testament Hebrew. You know?
I don't, but
I don't think okay. I do either. But there's, I just know some people that are so Christian mm-hmm. that they dabble.
That they're basically Jewish?
No. No, but that they're into Israel.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
I'm not a religious scholar over here. My forte is reality television.
Yeah, neither am I. And I feel like what I just said sounded really ridiculous.
No.
You're so Christian that you're basically Jewish?
Sort of. I mean, Jesus was Jewish.
Yes. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Oh, a lot of people know that.
Really?
Yeah, Jesus was a Jew.
I don't think a lot of people know that.
Jesus was a carpenter.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't.
Absolutely. A carpenter, woodworker, worked with his hands, worked magic, really.
What Bible did you read?
Old Testament.
Yeah, I didn't read any. Oh, well, I read the kid Bible that they made us read in school, but it was just about the stories.
Sure.
Like Adam and Eve and the big boat with all the animals.
Hmm.
The Ark?
The Ark. Noah's.
Yeah. Noah's Ark.
All right.
So yeah, it was just big. It was like a snippet of these stories, but I obviously never read the Bible or I don't understand the numbers in the Bible.
Sure.
As some people always say, oh, this and that, 5, 7, 51.
Sure. Absolutely. Verses. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, let's move on because I'm sounding dumber and dumber.
Great movie. So baby boy, Eliel, God is God. God is good. All those things. Weighing in at 9 pounds, 7 ounces. All right. Healthy boy.
That's a big baby. I wonder if she had a digestional diabetes.
Gestational?
Yeah. I knew I was close.
Yeah, very close. So here's the drum roll moment. This now makes Robert a father of 8.
He's so fertile.
Such a fertile father.
He's so fertile.
Yeah.
Like, who's taking care of all these kids?
I hope Robert. but congrats to them.
Congrats for sure. I mean, there are the couple that I never thought would make it because they he proposed when they met for an hour.
Yeah, that's true. And look at them now.
Look at them now.
All right, fellow Floridians.
Fellow Floridians, three babies deep.
All right, here we go. Number two. Well, hit me with who you thought I was going to say because...
Don't remember. I was hoping you would remind me.
Mm-hmm. I did have another baby story, but I said one is enough. And so, I forget too. All right. Well, here's by the way, number two. And it's been a slow news week, so I'm kind of going to make up, you will. All right. I'm going to start a little gossip. I'm going to get the rumor mill going.
All right.
Hot take. Angela... Now that Angela and Michael have split, remember the guy, Billy from Canada?
Yeah.
Had the kidney disease?
Yeah.
Here's my little rumor that I'm going to start. They're together.
What?
I don't know. I'm making this up. But she's spending time in Canada.
Okay.
I don't know why else. So... She just posted she's throwing a birthday party for herself in Canada.
For herself?
Yeah, it's her birthday party. December 1st in Ontario. There's going to be dinner and dancing and karaoke. It's at some bar, some club. Why Canada?
Oh, Canada.
New John Mayer song, Why Canada? You know? She's got the connection to Billy in Canada.
Yeah, but does he live in Ontario or...
I don't know. Somewhere in Canada.
I don't know why Canada. Is it cheaper to party in Canada?
I don't know. It just seems like a long way to go. She could go to Atlanta. She could stay in Hazelhurst.
Don't go to Atlanta. Go to Savannah.
She can go to Vegas. Like, there's so many places in the States. Why are you going to Canada to celebrate your birthday? It seems like she's got a love interest over there. I'm thinking Billy. I don't know. That's my hot take. Slow news week. I said, let's talk about it. Maybe our friends. Right. Our friends seem to know a lot more than we do sometimes. So call in. Hit the hotline and let us know what's she doing in Canada. Are you going to go? Are you going to celebrate with her on December 1st? Call in. Let us know. We want to know.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, that's it. That's 90 Day, by the way.
Not bad. Nice hot take.
Thank you. All right, let's do it. The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days, season 7, episode 11. Here we go. We are in the thick of it.
I know. It's flying by, but still great.
Oh, of course. Yeah, this is usually where you start to kind of pump the brakes a little. We start to mellow out. And right when that sophomore slump hits, we get a new couple. We pepper in a new couple and we poof, wake ourselves up. We crack a Red Bull and we're back in. So 90 Day knows what they're doing. They figured this thing out.
Oh, yeah. A long time ago.
Long time ago. But here we go. We'll start with an old favorite. Actually, it is one of my favorites this season.
Tiger Lily and Adnan.
Yes. Thought Adnan's head would explode when Tiger Lily hit him with the happy wife, happy life. I feel like all the guys back in Jordan are having a good chuckle over that motto.
Yeah.
I don't think that's one that gets...
It's the other way around.
Yeah, I don't think that's one that gets flung around too often over in Jordan. But Tiger Lily hits Adnan with it, and he kind of took it in stride. I was proud of my guy, Adnan, for not laughing in her face when she said that.
For sure. Well, they're only in Istanbul for a week. So they need to get busy making some babies because Adnan wants a big family.
Shout out to Robert.
Robert definitely has a big family.
Take notes.
But after they already started doing the baby making, Adnan has a surprise for Tiger Lily. And he's taking her to the Grand Bazaar.
I like it. It's a huge shopping center. It's the shop of all shops because he knows... Tiger Lily loves to shop.
Yeah.
And he loves to wheel and deal.
But it's not a shopping center like when you go to like a fancy mall with a Louis Vuitton and the Dior and the Tesla and the Apple.
There's no escalators at the Grand Bazaar.
No, but it's more of a tchotchkes type of mall. Like clothes and like I would love this mall.
okay, I could get lost there for a couple hours, but it seems like it's more of a waste of money type of event. Like, you're not getting anything you really need.
No, that's why it's almost like a souvenir shop.
It's a large souvenir mm-hmm. shop. You're exactly right, Teresa. So that's where Adnan takes Tiger Lily. And of course she is inappropriately dressed.
Well, he didn't tell her where they're going, right? So she's wearing stiletto heels, which look, they look fabulous, but they're definitely not heels to walk around at the Grand Bazaar.
No, immediately her dogs are barking.
Yes. And this is what I didn't understand. So they're walking around trying to shop, right? And Tiger Lily gets so hot because she's wearing like a coat. Underneath, what seems like to me is a perfectly covered dress. No cleavage. The length is under her knees, right? But Adnan has an issue with her taking the big coat off because no. She can show her body. So is it because the dress is too tight?
It's an inappropriate place to take off the jacket. I hate to scream, oh, this is producer driven. But I have a hard time believing she was that warm because I looked around. I looked around the Grand Bazaar. People were wearing winter coats, winter hats. So I don't think she was that warm.
Yeah, but if you're walking on heels and you have a big ass coat on you.
Does the heels make you?
You work a little harder.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, the balancing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So. That was a big, heavy coat.
Okay, well, let's go with it. She shop till you drop. She's working up a sweat and needs to take this jacket off. Well, Adnan is a man, Teresa. And so he knows more than her, as he said. She has a small brain. He has a large man brain, which is good. So he knows things that she doesn't know. And what she does know is that she shouldn't take her jacket off. And so this is good. He's able to educate her. Hey, you don't take your jacket off. Tiger Lily, unfortunately, thinks he's prioritizing his rules over her comfort.
Yeah, so Adnan wants to make her happy, so he buys her a fake Louis Vuitton bag.
This is crazy to me. This was the most offensive thing.
I know.
Out of anything we saw in this episode or episodes prior.
Like buying it wasn't Louis Vuitton, it was probably Louis Futon.
Oh, Louis Futon.
Yeah. Because no Louis Vuitton bag in the history of the world would be put in a black plastic bag that you just walk out of the store in.
Yeah.
Like, they're all beautifully, beautifully packaged. Like, you can't even really buy it online unless you go to, like, the Louis Vuitton store or, like, approved resellers. Like, that was Louis Vuitton for sure.
It was Louis Vuitton, and it was $30.
You saw that?
The calculation, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's a very cheap Louis Vuitton.
Definitely, definitely fake, which is very surprising because both of these people have money.
Yeah, it's like I would never wear a fake brand bag because why? I mean, I would probably not buy a real one because I would rather go on a vacation, but I would not buy a fake one.
Well, here's the question now that I think about it. They both do have money. They do have the real deal bags and watches and whatnot. Do you not get a fake to take out when you're maybe in a place you don't want to risk having the real bag there?
Well, for me, it would be more about people stealing stuff in the bag. So if someone sees, I think if it's a good fake, or a lot of people don't understand this, so they just see the logo, they might assume it's real or fake. They're going to steal it regardless. No one's going to be like, it has to be a posh expert to be like, oh, that's a fake.
But maybe
unless it's like truly visibly fake.
But maybe you just bring out the fake when you don't want to bring out the real one, and you don't bring your credit cards and your other valuables. You just put a little bit of cash in it.
No, I think if you're as rich as they are, they seem to be, you don't wear fake.
Okay.
But now I'm questioning how rich they actually are.
I think they're pretty rich.
Well, I still don't know if Tiger really lost her money. Now she is relying on Adnan.
True.
So.
True. Okay. Well, they're bickering. Things aren't going well. But it's okay because Adnan has another surprise. He's going to take Tiger Lily to another place you don't want to go to when you're wearing 6-inch stiletto heels.
Well, she was going to buy sneakers, but then she said, I mean, with this outfit, I need to wear the heels, which yeah. I'm with her.
Oh, I respect fashion first.
For sure.
Fashion first, comfort later.
For sure.
So let's go to a boat, another place you do not want to be trying to balance in 6-inch heels.
No, but luckily she can sit down.
True. True. So they head out on the water. And while they're out there on the boat, they hear the call to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is motivation for Tiger Lily to say, you know what? I don't really know anything about your religion, Adnan. I'd like to learn more, specifically the clothing mm-hmm. aspect. What can I and can I not wear?
Well, let me ask you this. So Adnan tried to explain to her by using food as a comparison.
Sure.
I did not get it.
Sure. When you put some food and it's not covered and then some people from the street come eat the food, well, would you like to eat the food? Huh? Wait, what? Tiger Lily was confused and I was too.
Maybe he means that if you keep your food on the street, you don't cover it, everyone thinks it's out for grabs.
Okay.
AKA, if Tiger Lily isn't covered, everyone thinks she's available. If she is covered, they would think, oh, she's a married woman.
I understand that analogy more. I don't think that's what he was saying. Because he was saying, I think it was, If someone snacks on your food, do you want to keep snacking on your food once someone's already eaten it? Which to me
But that's what he's doing.
It's more of a sloppy seconds analogy than...
I think I'm right.
Yours makes more sense, but he's saying if you put your food out there and it's not covered and some people start to eat it, would you want to keep eating it? It's a sloppy seconds analogy. It's not an appropriate analogy. What he's saying is if someone gets to look at you, why would I want to look at, right? You're giving it away. That's supposed to be for me. Well, now it's not special because someone's already feasted with their eyes, right?
Okay.
Right? It's a feast of the eyes, I think.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think it's more like this is mine. And you're giving it away for free for the streets. I don't know. I'm confused. Tiger Lily was confused.
I think we both are making sense.
More than Adnan.
Definitely more than Adnan. I mean, everyone else does. But that's not the main conversation, right? Because they keep going. Besides all this, the food and the clothing and the religion, she brings up the chiropractor. And Adnan says, I'm okay if you see male doctors. Sure, it's the doctors. But chiropractors are not doctors. They just keep touching you and you cannot have a male one. Chiropractors real doctors?
Absolutely not. I've never agreed with that, not more than in this moment.
So, okay, this is going to sound dumb. I don't really know what a chiropractor does. When I type in chiropractor, the doctor emoji pops up. So I thought it's real doctor.
They're hardcore masseuses, I would say. They straddle, and I'm sure I'm going to get shit for this. So let me just take the phone off the hook for a second. I would say they straddle the space between masseuse and physical therapist.
So do they put needles in you?
No, that's acupuncture.
Oh.
chiropractors, I'm not saying they don't serve a purpose, but they're not medical doctors. They're not MDs. They don't go to med school.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess not a real doctor.
Not a real doctor, of course not.
But when you type in a chiropractor, the doctor emoji is available.
They play in the health and wellness space.
Is it covered by insurance?
See, I bet you it's not. I would venture to say it is not covered by your health insurance.
Okay. Then I'm not
sure. I'm not sure. But I don't think so. If massages, then they would be. But I bet you physical therapy is covered by insurance.
It is, but you need to have a doctor's prescription for it. You cannot just go and get a physical therapy for fun because your back hurts. No, you have to have a note from a doctor to say like you need it.
Okay. Here is where I agree with Adnan, because it is not a medical doctor. It is someone manipulating your body and touching you intimately. And so to me, it's like if Adnan were to request that Tiger Lily only go to female masseuses. Like, I think that if that is what you choose to do in your relationship, I don't think that's a crazy request. Like, hey, I'm more comfortable if you go to a female masseuse.
I think this is, I honestly, if you want to female masseuse you like, that's fine with me.
Oh, you can see a male masseuse, female masseuse. You got a massage a few months back when we were in Austin. I don't even think I asked you. Was it a male or a female?
It was a female. She was very sassy, telling me so tense, I should get massages more often. And I'm like, yeah, you charge $180, so how often should I come? Yeah. I didn't say that. Yeah. But it was really good. It was so good. It was such a fancy place. I got a nice fancy massage. And then my flight got delayed and delayed and delayed. And I got stuck at the airport right after the massage. And my travel just was slightly a nightmare.
What a waste.
But it was okay. I really loved the massage.
I know, but you needed the massage after your travel nightmare.
Yeah. Speaking of, you gave me a massage for my birthday. And then that place, like rebranded or something, you promised me you're going to call them and see what's up with my voucher.
I need to call. I know. I think you can do like a pregnancy massage. I think that's the thing. So that might be good for you.
I might save it once the freshie comes out and your parents are visiting. You three of you are going to keep an eye on the baby. And I'm going to go get my hair done and I'm going to get a massage.
Okay. All right. Back to Adnan. Back to Tiger Lily. So Tiger Lily asks about swimwear. Okay. We're kind of bouncing around here, but she's hitting all the major subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And we go from the doctor to swimwear. And why do I have to change what I wear when I swim if you don't have to change what you wear when you swim, Adnan? Yeah.
So Tiger Lily basically says, well, if I need to cover, you need to wear a shirt, which honestly, not a bad idea because the sun can really cause some damage. I love wearing my water shirt.
Teresa, you have such a small mind. How am I going to show off my beautiful body that I've worked so hard to achieve? And I'm not speaking as me, I'm speaking as Adnan. Because,
yeah, because you also wear your water
because
shirt.
Because I reach for the nearest swim shirt.
Well, we do it because we get burned, both of us.
I've been working on my dad bod for the last year, and so
you look really good. I think you wear your swim shirt because of the sun damage.
Yeah, I burn pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I burn like a tomato.
You sure do. But Adnan gives in, and we know it's obviously just to end the conversation, but he's like, sure. I'll wear a shirt when I swim, if that's what's going to make you happy.
Well, let's see, because there was a preview, not on this episode. The previous episode had a preview of Tiger Lily looking like Nicole in Egypt.
Yeah, the burkini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave something to the imagination. I like it. I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I respect it. As part of the religion, I'm not going to question it. However,
I think it's kind of sexy.
All right.
You know?
All right. You're not going to Istanbul anytime soon.
All right. Let's move on. Let's talk about Renee and Chidi.
All right.
Renee is very hot. on this visa scam.
Yeah, I don't understand why she thinks that he used her for a visa. Like, out of all people, I don't think Chidi is using her for a visa.
No, I think Chidi really thought, here's a woman who accepts me for me, and that's what love is. You're accepting a person for who they are. And he thought, that's amazing. Let's give this thing a chance. And then Renee just ended up being a kook, an absolute kook.
Mm-hmm.
And she just said, yep, I think I've had enough. And that's all that happened. There was no ifs, ands, or buts to that. But Renee can't wrap her small female mind around this. And so thinks, oh, this just must be a visa scam. And now that I don't want to be with you, you're throwing it all away because you just wanted to come to America and I'm not giving you that.
Yeah, out of all 90 daters ever, Chidi is the only one who never actually mentioned the U.S.
That's very true. That's very true.
And I think he would, if things were great between them, I think he would go, but I think it would be very difficult for him because right now he's in an environment he knows.
Yeah.
It would be so new for him that I don't even know if he would be able to.
It would be a lot on Renee. It would really be up to her to make that work, but I don't think that's gonna...
But definitely, Chidi's not scamming her for a visa. Renee, no. Wake up.
No, as he said last episode, I would have banged her. If that's I would have absolutely banged my way to America if that's what I was after. He would have sucked it up and dealt with her batshit craziness to get there. But he was like, no, I thought we had something real here. You're real crazy. And so I'm going to move on. And for some reason, she can't accept that.
I mean, Chidi should meet up with Michael. Michael!
Mac.
Talk about the crazies that they both got.
Is it? You may think I'm crazy after I say this. Angela's way more normal than Renee.
Oh, she is. She's just abusive, but at least, yeah.
She's just abusive, but yeah, she's... Somewhat sane.
Michael somehow sucked it up with Angela for 5, 6, 7 years. Chidi cannot even deal with Renee for 2 weeks.
Such a good point.
Such a good point.
So Renee tells Chidi, hey, I'm leaving. This isn't going to work. And now Chidi's like, okay, well, before you go, I want to talk to you. So he has his sister, Victoria, take him to see Renee. And Victoria's kind of standing outside the hotel. She'll only go in if Chidi needs backup. And so he goes in. Renee comes down. And for some reason, Chidi gave her some gifts. I don't know if he had these just the whole time. And he's like, well, I don't have the receipt. I lost the receipt, so I might as well just give them to you.
I think he had the gifts. Or maybe they're like, goodbye. I think Chidi wants to end this on a good note. Potentially, maybe they could be friends because they've talked for so long. But that's not what Renee is after. So he brought her a couple of nice gifts. A
couple necklaces, some earrings.
For Renee, she feels like he's being manipulative, probably because he really wants that visa.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. He is feeling this connection to Renee because they have had a relationship for years, whether romantic or not. They have spoken. And so he probably doesn't just want to throw it all away. He's like, hey, we had something real. It's not going to be romantic. We're not going to be husband and wife, but it doesn't mean we have to throw everything we've built over these last 5 years or whatever away. So here's some necklaces and earrings.
Yeah. So he's trying to speak. Classic Chidi just wants to talk. Tell her how she's feeling, how he's feeling. Renee's not letting him talk once again. A classic Renee just keeps escalating everything. Then Chidi finally has a second to say, hey, well, the only time I was actually happy or actually enjoyed this relationship is when I first met you. And this just pushes Renee off the edge. She just starts like losing it, yelling, calling him a bitch.
Well, I thought she lost it even prior to that. All he had to say, if he says anything other than, oh, you're amazing, I love you, you're beautiful, she loses her shit. Mm-hmm. When she came down, he was like, you know, things have gotten bad. Things have gotten messy between us. And she immediately just goes,
oh, yeah.
You made it messy. You're an evil person. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. He was just stating the facts. Like, yeah, things did get a little messy. Maybe he was going to say, let's see if we can clean it up. But all of a sudden, it's just, yeah, you made it messy because you're an evil person. That's how nuts she is. She goes zero to a million if she senses any sort of confrontation. And that's when Chidi's like, all right, well, look, lady, the only time I've ever enjoyed this relationship was right in the beginning before you showed your true colors.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically it. Rene gets pissed. She yells all kinds of insults. She gets in the elevator and she leaves.
Your babysitter is right there. So good. Like, so insulting.
It's so insulting, especially because of course he needs someone to bring him down.
Yeah.
Like, that's so bad.
Right.
She's such a moron.
It's not just somebody who doesn't need assistance, who is with by their sister's side 24/7, can't get off the teat. It's like, no, he needs the assistance.
Yeah.
And so it's not a babysitter. It's someone who is helping their brother because they love them and know that they need their guidance.
Yeah. And Chidi is very lucky that he has a family that takes care of him.
Yeah.
And also dresses him really cool.
Yeah, he's got some very great vibe.
Yeah, great vibe. But you look at his sister, she's got a vibe too. So I can see how she probably helps to pick the outfit.
Totally. Totally. So Victoria comes in, Renee runs off, and good riddance. Renee Chidi, you're better off without her.
Yes, especially Chidi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Renee. Sister Victoria is just relieved that this is hopefully finally over.
I hope so. I have to imagine they're exiting so that Joe and Magda can come in and take their place on the show.
I have a feeling they're going to text at some point or call.
I don't watch the previews. Is that what we saw?
No, but no. Just if you talk to someone for 5 years, especially in a situation like this, for Chidi, I think it's hard to give that up. But I think he'll try to build a friendship. But I don't think Renee is going to be into that.
All right. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
I think this is a good place to take a break. We will tell you about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, we'll talk about all the other couples.
Let's do that.
All right. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere, in our food, water, air, even our skincare, and they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Oh, hello, Teresa.
How was it going?
Pretty good, because this is quite the spicy episode.
Quite the spicy episode indeed.
All right. I'm not going to get too excited because I'm looking forward to talking about Joe and Magda, but we've got other lovers to talk about before we get there. So let's pace ourselves and we'll get there in due time.
Let's talk about Niles and Matilda. And I hear it from a lot of you. Message me and say, oh, Matilda's definitely abusing Niles. Her family's taking advantage of him. Abusing meaning financially. And I keep saying, I do see some love between them, right? But then I also don't think that she understands that, hey, Niles isn't made out of gold.
Mm.
And I think that's, they have the same mindset like many who think, oh, you're an American, so you have money.
Yeah, I see those messages trickle in.
Of course you do.
Teresa doesn't allow me to communicate with you guys.
That's not true.
She thinks I would say something inappropriate or scare you off or whatever. But I see the messages trickle in. I don't, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong once or twice in the past. I don't see Matilda as a scammer. Maybe I see her as someone who looks at Niles and goes, oh man, I'm so lucky to have him. There's going to be benefit, like husbands with benefits, right? There's friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I see her as someone who goes, ah, yeah, husbands with benefits. And that benefit is that he's an American and maybe he's got money. But I don't see her as a scammer. I see her as someone who's looking for love and she found Niles and she thinks this could be the real thing.
So I think she was looking for someone from America because she brings up the US quite a bit.
Oh, I know, but
She was looking for someone from the US. And I think for multiple reasons. A, and she's going to make that statement that in America, everyone has a great job in the office and makes money. So I think she wants a better life for herself. B, I think she thinks Americans just have money in general. Like, that's that mindset of like, oh, you're from that world. Of course you can pay $300 here. Of course you can pay $600 there. Of course you can pay for an entire wedding because you're from America.
But that's why I'm calling it husbands with benefits, because I don't think her sole desire is just to get to America and then drop Niles like a bad habit. I think she wants to stay with him and she loves him and they're going to have a relationship.
I do think they have a relationship. I do think she loves him and she really tries to understand his autism and she's been doing a pretty good job understanding of what he does and what he sometimes says. But I still believe that if he wasn't an American, or if he told her, I'm totally broke, I cannot pay for anything, this is not happening, she's not gonna love it.
Well, no woman would love that. As much as you love me, if I was unemployed and living on my friend's couch, we wouldn't be together.
No, we wouldn't. But I think for me, it's more about not how much money you make, but the drive and your passion, mm-hmm. right? So when I met you, you had a job you were very passionate about and you're well-educated and we align on those things. that's important to me. It's like, yes, if you were sitting on your friend's couch doing nothing and living off of your parents, I wouldn't be with you because I wouldn't connect with you. I would think that, oh, this guy has nothing going on for himself, and take the money out of the occasion. You could have, you could be rich just doing nothing, and that would be a turnoff for me still, because I feel like being passionate about what you do is important to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how we started talking about this.
Well, I'm just saying that most women, regardless of whether you're a foreigner or you're from the States, usually want a guy who has some money and has some success. So just because Matilda's like, oh yeah, he's from America, he must have money, that doesn't make her a scammer. There's most women in America want a guy who has some money and some success.
It's not even, yes, but again, I think it's also for the reasons like, if you're going to have a family, you don't want to be the one paying for everything and have a couch potato at home. Like, I do think that I am a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that you are a hard worker. If you weren't, it would bother me because I would feel like I'm doing so much and you're a couch potato with no passion and no contribution to the relationship. Like, mm-hmm. when I met you, I don't know how much money you were making. I know nothing about you. You were in your 20s and you lived by yourself in New York City. So I was like, well, this guy must be doing pretty well for himself. But
Yeah, paycheck to paycheck.
I mean, I lived with a stripper and I was going paycheck to paycheck. So. Hey,
and I would have traded you. Anyways, all right.
I don't think you would. But my point is that I think Matilda has an idea of like, he has a lot of money to just spend and give away, like everyone in America.
Okay.
Like listen, Niles has a job. He does what he needs to do. He found a second job to afford this trip. Like, kudos to him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a home potato who does nothing. He has a job he's passionate about. So
yeah,
he does all the right things. I just think that Matilda doesn't fully understand how money works, how much money he makes, how much money he spends. And she just thinks, oh, he must have it.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? Do we just keep seeing couch potato?
Yeah, I feel like you're really craving fries or something. You cannot stop talking about...
I'll always crave fries.
You cannot stop talking about potatoes. All right. Well, let's hop potato to this next segment because this is the meat of their story right here. Apparently, I don't know how this is possible, but Niles didn't get the grand tour the day before when he was over Matilda's house talking about postponing the wedding, whether they're going to do the knock door. Apparently, there was so much hype and just distraction from that conversation that he was never invited inside. He never got to see the house. So they're going to go back today so that Matilda can show Niles around, give him the grand tour.
Yeah. And so she's doing it. And Niles said, I've seen a little bit of the house on our FaceTimes, but being here in person is different. And with Niles being autistic, it also comes with him not having a filter and mm-hmm. really saying what he feels. And so he basically says, this is not how human beings should live.
Yeah.
He said, this is the dirt floor. Matilda mentions that she is the one that sleeps on the floor. And for Niles, this is, he doesn't understand how this is even possible. And I understand that he probably didn't know that that's not the right thing to say.
Right. He's definitely, he's very blunt.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, this isn't how humans should live. He said, if the walls were gray, it would look like a prison. All things that I think many Americans would think if they were on this tour, but would know not to say. Because it was very unfinished. There was dirt floors. There was no running water. Look, we're very privileged here.
Very privileged.
In America. Even in the worst of circumstances, there are people who live without electricity and without running water, but usually there are floors, right? Like there are very few people who live on dirt floors. So Niles was just being very blunt, not sugarcoating it.
Yeah.
Calling it as he saw it. And Matilda luckily understood why he was saying what he was saying.
She got offended, but told the camera, saying, I wish he wasn't as blunt sometimes, but I get it.
Yes. And I think that that's a blessing, that she understands why he is saying the thing. She's not, maybe she, of course, she's probably a little offended by what he's saying.
Yeah, because that's what she knows, and that's how she grew up. Like, him saying this, that this is not how human beings should live, it's not something you want to hear about your home.
Right, right. So, hard pill to swallow, but she swallowed it. She understands where it's coming from. It's not necessarily coming from a bad place. He's not trying to insult her.
No.
It's just, it's part of who Niles is.
Yes.
So, he wants to hop on the internet. He needs some Wi-Fi. So, Matilda's brother, Hayford, says, all right, I'll take you. We'll go to an internet cafe. We'll head off. Matilda is going to stay back and talk with her family.
Yes, and this is where Matilda should be a little more blunt, because she's telling her sisters, I assume they're her sisters, that Niles did not want to marry her on this trip because he said, well, we never met before. Let's meet for us. Let's get to know each other a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. But he agreed to do the knocking, which is great. She just needs to tell him that they need about $250 to $300 from Niles to prepare all the food for the knocking ceremony, because apparently everyone's inviting everyone. Like we're inviting sister's friends, sister's classmates, her friends and classmates. Like everyone's coming and they need money for the food.
Yeah, it's like a 90-person guest list.
Yeah, and again, $300, that's a decent amount of money that not everyone just has it to throw it away.
Hey, I wish our wedding cost $300.
Ugh.
We had about 90 people.
Let's not even go there.
Yeah.
That was like a plate for 1.5 person.
Yeah.
But that's because we got married in America.
That's very true.
But again, Niles went there without knowing this. Again, $250, $300. That's a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money. It's real money.
Him, someone who budgets and really worked very hard to go on this trip, I think that's something he should have known about.
Yeah. Oh, of course. It's not extravagant. I think there are plenty of people on 90 Day Fiancé who would say, oh, we need $2,500 instead of $250. What I'll say is this is their culture, right? There's a knock door ceremony. There's a bride price. You pay for this. Like, again, to me, this isn't a scam. This is what you do the culture.
But she should have told Niles, like, hey, besides paying for the wedding, you need to pay for the knock door. There's going to be some bride price and you have to pay for the food. So he would have some sort of an idea of how much he's going to spend.
Sure, sure. So, okay, speaking of money, the next day, Matilda took Niles to the market. She was showing off what she does for work, how she makes money, and how she can carry the plantains on her head.
Very cool.
It's very impressive.
Very impressive. Niles is very impressed.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's definitely a skill.
And this is where Matilda says, well, it's, you know, in the U.S., it's so easy to get money. You just go to the office. We struggle here.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, right?
Yeah.
That's not the truth. That's not the case. People struggle everywhere, first of all. I think having an office job doesn't mean that it's a great job. There are a lot of office jobs that people just hate.
Yeah. Oh, most people hate their jobs in America.
Yeah. I mean, sitting in the office doesn't mean that you're making millions of dollars.
No, but I do think you can find a job in America. You're not going to make a lot of money. But if you, that's the great thing about America. if you're willing to bust your ass, you can find a job. It may be making minimum wage, but you'll find work.
I do agree with that, yes.
So,
but again, this comes from the fact that Matilda doesn't understand, right?
Sure.
Her idea is like, oh, in America, everyone works in the office making $1,500 an hour.
Yeah.
Which would be beautiful.
Yeah. No, of course. And that is the misconception about America is that everyone's millionaires. But no, if you bust your ass, you can find work. Every day I go somewhere and I see a help wanted sign. So if you have work ethic, you can find work. The unfortunate part is a lot of people, they want things to be handed to them. They also subscribe to the idea that, everyone should be a millionaire in America. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, no. Wouldn't that be nice? You got to work. Nice. You got to work and you got to bust your ass and then you can get somewhere.
Yes.
So, okay. They're selling the plantains. And this is where Matilda brings up how she didn't love how Niles spoke about her living conditions. And Niles apologizes and says, you know, I do mask a lot, and that helps me and prevents me saying things like I said the other day. And I'm trying not to mask anymore, and I want to be honest with you, and I want to work on my communication. It's not going to get better overnight, but I'm going to do what I can, and I'm happy that you allow me, Matilda, to be honest with you. Because a lot of people have just heard me say things like I said yesterday and have given up on me.
Yeah. So speaking of being honest, Matilda brings up the knock door ceremony and says, well, we'll have about 90 people, so you have to give me $300 so I can give it to Charlotte.
Yeah, she kind of just sprinkled another $50 into the budget.
And Niles is like, oh, well, I'm not a magic genie, but just money, which would be nice.
Yeah.
And he's nervous because he said this trip is really becoming more and more expensive. But he doesn't want to disappoint Matilda's family again. So he might need to pay for this one.
He thought that postponing the wedding would buy him some time to get the finances together. He didn't realize the knock door was going to be so lavish.
Yeah.
He thought like, oh yeah, maybe it'll just be like potluck. Everyone bring a dish and we'll celebrate. But like, no, it's a little more lavish than it's seeming like a wedding, like a 90 person guest list.
Well, I don't think he expected 90 people for the knock door.
Right. Right. So, okay. Now we see Niles and Matilda meet up with Enoch and Hayford, Matilda's friend and brother, and they're talking about the knock door. And Matilda confirms we're going to have 90 people, friends, classmates. The more the merrier.
Yeah,
right?
Like friends of her siblings, classmates of her siblings, like people you don't need. But I feel like I do think it's part of the culture that you want to flex in a little.
I think it's community. It's like, sure, everyone's invited. And speaking of everyone's invited, Niles, you're going to have your family here too, right?
No, because Niles's family do not support this relationship. And I'm glad that he did tell Matilda that this is not news for Matilda.
Yeah. But there's one little problem with that. If your family is not going to come, Niles, if your dad's not going to be there, someone needs to stand in as your father figure.
Yeah, who could that be? Well, we learned that Niles kind of became friends with this guy, Mr. Ark, who is the community elder that works in a similar field as Niles. So Matilda kind of hooked them up. And they formed a friendship.
Yeah, Mr. Ark runs a center for disabled people nearby. So Niles and Mr. Ark bonded. And so everyone's thinking maybe Mr. Ark can stand in as your representative.
But
Niles hasn't brought this up to Mr. Ark.
No, and Matilda doesn't like Mr. Ark because apparently he's been rude to her before and he's a little strange.
Yeah, so we don't know anything about Mr. Ark.
No, first time actually seeing his photo.
Sounds sort of like a Marvel character, like a superhero, like Mr. Ark.
I know nothing about Marvel.
So. I don't either. But Mr. Ark, I mean, that's a power name.
Is it?
I think so.
I feel like he like lives with a lot of animals.
Noah's Ark.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Oh, you think his first name is Noah?
Maybe.
Interesting.
That would be fun.
That would be quite the twist.
If our last name was Ark and we had a child, I would name it Noah.
Nah, it's too on the nose. Too on the nose.
Well, here's the plot twist. If Mr. Ark cannot represent Niles as his father, they'll have an issue because they cannot do the knock door without a father figure.
Why can't like Hayford step in? Why can't Matilda's brother?
I don't know. Maybe can't play he has both to sides. Be an elder.
Can't play both sides, maybe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We'll see. Hopefully, yeah. Mr. Ark will agree.
Yeah.
I feel like he will because they showed his photo. I feel like if you didn't agree to be on TV,
you can't just show someone's photo.
You can just show someone's photo.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it, Teresa. We've been teasing it enough.
Finally, new couple who dis. It's Joe and Magda.
Yeah, new couple alert. They've been teasing us all season. Finally, we meet Joe from Jersey, but living in Florida.
He is like hardcore, like Jersey Italian.
Yeah, I think he probably made it to the last round of the Jersey Shore audition, and then they cut him for Vinny and Mike the Situation. But like Joe, definitely he put up a strong fight, and he didn't make the final cut. There wasn't room in the house for him, but. He's finally getting his TV time now on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah. So, as you said, born and raised in New Jersey, he keeps going back as much as he can because his whole family lives in Jersey. But he lives in West Palm Beach, Florida. He's 34 years old, living his best life.
Yeah. Handsome Joe, a.k.a. Stud Muffin Joe, a.k.a. Playboy Joe. These are all his names.
Mm-hmm.
He's given himself these titles.
Yes. And he says he has a very successful career. He loves to go out traveling, spending money, ladies. But he stopped all the ladies for one lady. Magda.
Magda, yeah. 5 months ago, he was video chatting with a friend of his. And he saw Magda in the background. And so he was like, who's that? She's attractive. Let me talk to her. So I guess they passed the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He started chatting with Magda. There was an immediate connection, immediate attraction. Unfortunately, she was just visiting. She doesn't live in the States. So she had to go back to Poland, mm-hmm. where she's from. But Joe couldn't forget about her. He couldn't quit her.
Yeah. So they started talking.
Every day,
all the time, on the phone, besides pooping.
They do everything together on FaceTime, except the pooping.
Yes, and they've been talking for 5 months now.
Yes, so they've never met in person, but next week, Joe is going to fly to Poland to meet her for the first time, and he's going to stay there for 3 weeks.
Yes, so we are eating family meal. There's so many family members.
It's good. Yeah, it's quite like the reunion. It feels like a family reunion, but I feel like this is just an everyday or an every Sunday probably occurrence. They have a big meal and Joe is there with the family.
Yeah, so he's telling them about Magda. She's 23. She has no job. She quit her job because she wants to come here. And when she comes here, she wants to be a mom.
You sort of say that flippantly, Therese. You're sort of just brushing over that. That's quite the meatball.
It is a meatball. It's a big red flag.
It's a big, juicy meatball covered in red flag sauce.
Yeah.
Marinara, the brightest red.
Yeah.
She was a corrections officer.
She said, I missed that.
Oh, yeah. Corrections officer. And she said, no, I need to quit. I don't know why. I don't know how much she has to pack, why she needs to quit so far in advance, but she's quitting because she's planning to move to America to be a mother to Joe's children.
Yes. First of all, the visa takes time, so she shouldn't have quit.
Yeah.
Second of all, I mean, I guess Joe agreed to just take care of her.
Well, third of all, they've never met.
Yes.
So who knows? I mean, to me, you want to say, oh, Matilda's a scammer.
Magda.
I know, but you were saying
you said Matilda.
I know, because everyone was calling in saying, I think Matilda's a scammer. Magda has never met this man in person and is saying, nope, I'm moving to America with you, sweetie. That's a scammer, right? At least meet the person and then go, oh my gosh, you're the love of my life. Let's move to America together.
I guess, but I feel like unlike Niles, I can see Joe flexing about the money and the lifestyle he has. So
yeah.
She built an idea. And I feel like if they talk about these, oh, what they want to do. And she said, oh, I just want to be a mom and take care of kids. He's like, yeah, and I'll take care of you, babe. Well, here it is.
Yeah,
here is her dream.
Joe is blinded. He can't see the red flags.
Yeah, but the family sees a lot of them.
Fortunately, the family's got their eyes wide open and see that this is a little suspicious. I think maybe, Joe, that she wants to have your child to lock you down and then she can stay and live in the States. And Joe's like, well, I don't know, but that's why I'm going to Poland. I'm going to meet her. And I'm going to meet her friends. I'm going to get to know her. And then we'll decide what we're going to do moving forward.
Yeah. So we go back. We're back from Jersey. We're back in West Palm. We see what he's doing. And I called it. I'm like, he's a realtor.
You sure? Yeah. The minute we saw him driving down the street, Therese was like, I think he's a realtor.
He is. He's a luxury realtor. And down in West Palm.
Yeah.
He loves working. He loves making money.
Yeah. He's at a house that he's showing or putting on the market. And while he's there, Magda calls and says she's stressed and hints that they've got some problems. They have some things they need to talk about. She doesn't get into it right there, but we learn what the problem is.
Yeah, because 5 hours later, most of his friends that are from New Jersey and they grew up together somehow live in West Palm.
Yeah.
So they're all hanging out by the pool. I'm going to assume it's Joe's pool.
No. See, no? I thought it was Joe's pool. I thought, oh, look at this guy's house. What a nice house. So successful. But then we saw at the end of their segment, he lives in that apartment complex.
Yeah, but this could still be.
No, this was a backyard.
Was it?
This was one of his wealthy, successful friends' backyard. Mm. Pretty
so
sure.
Hanging out by the pool with all his New Jersey friends who seem to be living in West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's telling them that about Magda and why she's mad at him. The reason why is because he banged someone 2 months ago. So and he doesn't think it was an issue because he says, well, we've been just talking, right? And at that point, we didn't talk about a relationship or anything. So I didn't even think about it. So when she asked me a few days ago, when is the last time I had sex? I just told her, which kudos for the honesty, but 2 months ago, so during those 2 months, you went from banging other people thinking this is nothing to planning a family and bringing her to the US. That seems a little suspicious.
Yeah. They've only been together 5 months. That means half of their relationship he's been banging other people.
Yeah, because they never had the talk.
They never had the talk. You got to have the talk. You got to get it out there.
Yeah, but I don't think they did have the talk. But I'm curious, what happened since, okay, he banged someone 2 months ago thinking, okay, I'm just talking to a girl in Poland. Who knows if I'm ever going to see her, right?
Mm-hmm.
To fast forward 2 months, he's going there. They're planning to play house. She's planning on moving here. So it's like, how do you go from, I'm just talking to a girl to potentially already marrying her and having multiple babies.
Yeah. I don't think he's that serious about her. I think maybe he's getting strong-armed into this idea, strong-armed into the let's play house. She's the one who's quit her job and has grand ideas of moving to America and raising his children. Mm. I think he was just like, damn, who's this foreign hottie? Let's see what happens. And she's taking it and running with it. And so he was kind of just like, yeah, like we're not that serious. I banged the girl a couple months ago. What's the big deal? And she's like, what? What's the big deal? I quit my job for you. He said, well, why would you do that? We don't even know each other. Never met. So true. I think in a lot of instances, we see this loser American who's blinded by the European beauty and is like, oh my God, I'm going to do anything. I'm going to quit my job. Shout out to Gino to take care of you. But now the tables have turned where we have this American who's got some success, maybe. And it's like, I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what happens. And the European is like, no, I'm going to uproot and do everything it takes to win you over. And I think Joe might be in for a little bit of a surprise with this one.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, another thing that Magda might be a little bit surprised is that Joe has a lot of friends, and he said he loves his friends. He loves going out, loves hanging out with them. One of his friends consists of his ex.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jill who sits in that pool. They dated 6 years ago. Joe said it's a long time ago. Who cares? Oh, if she's your close friend, Magda's going to care. She's going to care.
Yeah. And apparently Magda like tracks his location and is jealous and suspicious. And so now the fact that Joe is hiding some of his past from her, that's more fuel to this fire.
Yeah. Listen, I'm all for tracking your location once you're in a relationship, but you do it for healthy reasons. Like, I like seeing when you are coming from home from work without me texting you and necessarily asking you if you're driving already.
Yeah.
But if we were just dating for 5 months and you ask me to track my location, I would not like that.
It would not be good.
Yeah, because that's controlling. Yeah. Before even like getting married and doing it for safety reasons.
Yeah, I don't even remember how we started tracking each other's location.
Oh, we did because I went on my bachelorette party, like a party city, and you were just nervous that I'm going to end up somewhere drunk in a ditch.
Mm, well, that sounds controlling of me.
That's
when you put it that way.
No, but that's not. But then you had your bachelor party a month later, and now I was tracking you already. So
yeah. Look at that.
No, so I think it was more about just knowing. At the time, also my job was pretty far, so I drove a lot every single day. So it was just easier. I don't think the bachelorette party was the case. I think it was before, but we were already, well, engaged, not married. But it was for safety reasons.
That's true. All right. New day. Joe's at the store. He's got to get some things for his trip. And while he's there, Magda gives him a call, right? She's keeping an eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he switches to video and he's like, all right, well, here I am. I'm stacking up on some things for the trip. I need this. I need that. Do I need condoms or do you have enough, Magda?
So apparently he needs zero condoms because she's not having sex until she gets to the U.S.
That's the biggest red flag I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes.
That's waving. That's the American flag carrot.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be there for 3 weeks. If you're getting to know each other, you're planning a future, you got to bang it out. Like, why would he bring you to the U.S.? It's like I keep going back to test driving a car. Like, why would you not gonna buy a car without driving it?
You're not gonna buy a potato without at least smelling it.
You don't smell potatoes, but peaches, for example.
Sure.
You're not gonna buy a peach without smelling it at the store.
You're just very hot on potatoes tonight, so I feel like I was gonna lob that one at you, see what you did with it. But you're 100% right, and especially after they've talked about having kids.
Yeah.
So
you're
already talking about banging. And now you're like, well, no, I'm not going to bang until I touch down in America. That's absurd. And it's a red flag.
And he starts seeing them too.
He starts seeing them too. And so it's all the more curious when we cut to the next day.
4 hours until Joe's flight.
4 hours until he's about to board that plane. And a producer is knocking on his apartment door. No answer. The clock is ticking. Now it's 3 hours till his flight. Still no answer. So the producer calls Joe. And you guessed it, no answer.
I'm wondering if he's at the airport already. We'll find out next time, you guys. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right.
Last but not least, we've got Vea and Sunny.
They kind of are the least at this point. At least this episode, they're my least.
So Vea's going to meet Sunny's friend. They're going to be playing cricket. Cricket.
Yeah.
Crooked?
Cricket.
Cricket.
Yeah. She's in her finest crop top and high-waisted slacks, so clearly ready to play.
Ready to play. And here's why this whole relationship is interesting, right? We've seen so many muscling men on 90 Day. Every single one of them was always very controlling because that's what they know. That's the religion, right? Sunny is like PDA all over the place. You want to marry Bellisher? Better Bellisher. He never made even a one tiny comment.
I do think it makes a difference that they're in South Africa.
True.
They're not in a Muslim country.
No, but he is surrounded by his friends who are Muslim. His father lives there.
Sure. But they are outside of their culture.
True.
Inside. And I know St. John, and that's about it. Well, I know Ronald.
Oh.
And those are some wild men. So
wild men.
South Africa, I think it's a little bit of a looser place.
That's for sure, yeah.
And so I think maybe that's why we're not seeing what we see from a Muhammad or an Adnan.
True. So they're playing a little bit of a cricket, have fun. And after her friend, like not her, his friends are telling her, well, when you meet the dad, like you cannot wear a belly shirt and you cannot show your tattoos. You have to hide all that. And this is all new to Vea. Clearly, out of all these 90 days, she's the one who did the zero research when she was trying to pay in a street vendor with Apple Pay. Like that, like you go to a market in the US, like a, what do you call those?
A organic market. Oh, an organic market? Of a farmer's market?
Yeah. Half of them don't have Apple Pay, I'll promise you.
I would disagree.
Maybe you can pay with a card, but
I think they probably all have Apple Pay.
Maybe.
I think the Square, Apple Pay.
Maybe. Venmo. Oh, okay, but that's America.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Ollie is Sonny's friend. He's even saying, like, if you marry Sonny, you're going to have to change your religion, which this is absurd. Like, Ollie, I don't know who you are, but you're really sticking your nose into other people's business here.
Yeah, and Vea's like, well, this is news to me. Like, what? And Sonny kind of spins it like, yeah, we're just, you know, focusing, getting to know each other for now. Like, well, let's just keep it that way. Like, keep wearing the belly shirts.
Which, I don't know how to take this, because if there is an inkling that you would want her to convert, you should probably let her know.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of a big deal. And you want her to get to know the real you. And so if the real you is someone who would want your wife to convert to your religion, you should put that out in the getting to know each other phase, because that's part of you. And so you should let her get to know you.
True. Well, Ollie, being such a nosy friend, is asking if they trust each other. Like, do you trust Vea?
Yeah.
Well, Sunny says, not really, because we've been fighting. And he tells me about Rory. And now it's like, why? Why are you telling this random friend about all their issues while she's standing there? Like, this is not the time and the place.
Mm-hmm. So they end up leaving the cricket field. And Vea's like, you know, I felt kind of attacked by Ollie. The relationship, the tattoos, me converting.
Well, before we move on, all his friends think that this is not going to last. The belly shirt, the tattoos, not willingness to convert. They don't think this is going to last.
Yeah. So Vey is talking to Sunny about this, saying, I'm feeling like your friends, they really came at me. You never told me any of this. You never told me I had to be Muslim. I don't want to be Muslim. And Sonny's like, well, that's just my friends. That's how they think. That's how Ollie thinks. We just need to focus on ourselves. Once we're happy, we can see where we go from there. And that's where I said, like, that's so backwards. Like, you need to lay your cards out on the table before you waste anyone's time. If you're trying to get to know each other, well, show who you are.
Yeah, for sure.
But well, I was going to say, they dropped.
Jinx.
I was going to say, they just dropped the conversation, which is also backwards my mind. It's like, figure it out. You're there to figure it out.
Yeah, but not right now, because it's nighttime. There is a nice pool. There is a vibe going on.
The stars are out.
Yeah, let's just do some PDA in the pool.
Oh, it's like a movie. This was, Sonny thought this was like a movie. If the movie was like a bad porn, like a like a college film class version of porn.
Okay.
This is that movie. Oh, I'm cold. Can you warm me up? How do you want me to warm you up? Hold me. Get on top. Like, what are we doing here? This was so awkward, uncomfortable. I was hoping, praying, wishing Rory would just come and cannonball into the water at that point to just break up this awkwardness.
No, he didn't. But they're enjoying themselves in the pool. And they go back to the hotel room and seems like Vea is ready for some connecting.
Yeah, they showered together. This is the first time we shower together in person. Normally, we just shower on FaceTime. Normally, we just poop on FaceTime. But now we get to do it in real
in the
life.
Pool. No.
Yeah. I wish. That would have been more exciting.
Yeah.
Less awkward if someone just pooped in that pool.
No.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay.
That's the episode. That's it.
Good episode.
What a wild episode.
Good times.
I'm Joe and Magda, you know?
I'm excited.
New couple.
I missed my favorite couple.
Not Brian.
No. Oh. Bojo.
Oh, Bojo and Bozo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're wild too.
Yeah, I hope to see them next time.
The comedic relief, the comedic stylings of Bojo. Yeah. All right. That's the episode, episode 11 in the books. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear more, if you want to hear our thoughts on 90 Day the Other Way, join us on Patreon. Join us on Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtorealityatsupercast.com. We're having fun over there. We're doing monthly bonuses on The Family Affair. It's ad-free, of course, for all levels. The holidays are here. We do holiday bonuses for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We may or may not be in costume.
May or may not, you guys. May or may not.
You never know. So check it out, Patreon and Supercast. Also follow us on Instagram, @MarriedToRealityPod. Call in, share your thoughts. We want to hear what do you have to say about this episode. Who's scamming? Who's lying? Call in. Let us know.
Call in.
Also, make sure you follow the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot. Yes, Chitty's outfit when he was saying finally goodbye to Renee because that was a smashing outfit.
Vibe check. Yep, it's a vibe.
It was a vibe.
I checked it and it was a vibe.
It was a vibe. Unlike our IKEA purchase that we had to return, that was not a vibe.
I thought you were going to bring it up earlier.
I forgot about it.
People have tuned out at this point. But if you guys are hanging in there, well, then you deserve to hear the story. We had to return a couple things to IKEA. Well, this is like a two-part story. First part is I almost blew the return because as I was putting the things into the IKEA bag to walk it into the IKEA, the weight of me dropping it into the big blue bag shook my hand so hard that I spilled my coffee onto the things that we were returning. One of those things being like a white blanket. So immediately stained the blanket that we were in the process of returning. Teresa's like, I can handle it. She took it into the bathroom in IKEA and was just scrubbing it under the sink.
I scrubbed it off.
You did. You scrubbed it off, folded it inside out. We returned it. And when the gentleman asked, why are you returning? Is there anything wrong with it? Teresa said, nah, it just wasn't our vibe.
I didn't think it was anything funny about it, but John keeps bringing it up. So,
yeah,
I said, wasn't our vibe.
Well, he typed it. After you said that, he had to like type something into their computer. And I really hope he wrote like, reason for return didn't match their vibe.
Yeah. I mean, it was an honest answer.
Very honest. So there you go. So don't know how we got there, but leave a review, maybe. I don't know. Is that
I said that. Oh, Smash Like It's As Hot As Cheese Vibe.
Yes. Okay. So Smash Like It's As Hot As That. And if you haven't left the review, please do. You guys know we love a little love. It is the season.
Tis the season.
To gift us a review. And if it's a 5-star review and you write something, we will read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all, Teresa.
I've said it all.
Way too much. That means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.